morning, comrades. We've made it to Tuesday, the 12th of April, 2011. And yes, indeedy do. It's time for Freedom Frenzy. Good morning. My name's Jerry DeMars, and I'm joined. At least I think I'm joined. I've not heard her giggle yet this morning.
I'm here.
It's not official until you giggle. See, now it's official. That's Jennifer Renee Hodges. And together, we're going to try to bring you a little bit of information, maybe stir up a little bit of hate and discontent. Yeah, that's important too. And give you, the listener, an opportunity to sound off and maybe bring us some information that we've not seen before. What else are we going to be about today, dear?
Yeah, that's right. We want to renew your determination to start taking apart this horrific empire that has sprung up in our midst. And if everybody will just do what's a little bit painful and get it done, it'll keep us from a lot of pain going forward.
Well, and it doesn't all have to be painful. I was sitting here just this morning, and I was marveling at all the new opportunities that I've been given very, very recently to talk to people. And I think I have actually been inserted into a couple of different circles to use what I know to teach these people that what they believe, insofar as the paradigm that they think is America, is entirely a fraud. And it's just amazing to me that I would have these two separate, minorly connected, but two separate opportunities to turn back some of the fuzzy-mindedness that the people in the media and the people in the government count on as fertile ground for the seeds of deception that they put out there. And it's just marvelous.
Going around talking is definitely not necessarily painful unless you don't really like crowds. However, by painful, I mean things like get your children out of government school. That would be initially painful because you would have to take responsibility for educating your children either at home or through some sort of private school or a tutor situation. But we're really getting down to the wire here. Liberty-minded people, they know they shouldn't have their children in government school. It's time to get them out. And things like that, Jerry, where we have to do what we know to do. It's going to be a little painful, but we better start dismantling the empire because it's out of control.
Well, that would be wonderful for everyone that would have the wherewithal to do that. You know, that would be a wonderful thing because I will tell you in my life experience, a lot of the kids that I have run into that have been homeschooled stand head and shoulders above the kids that have gone to the public school system. And Jenny's spot on. That's one of the things that we need to take hold of and make ours. Now, you know, and I'm wondering if after the collapse, if it's going to be more prudent to maybe do collectives, and I know that's an horrible word, but it's functional here, or collectives or cooperatives to where we get together with a bunch of other like-minded people and form area schools.
Absolutely, Jerry. I think that local community schools, paid for by parents and ruled by parents, are perfectly acceptable. And for one thing, if we would just get our kids, if Christians, if even jellyfish would get their kids out of the public school system, the thing would collapse because the schools wouldn't get the dollars from the federal government, which they shouldn't be getting anyway, but they also wouldn't be getting dollars from the state government. It is an insane amount of money to have these busing systems, these massive conglomerations of schools where you have thousands of children collected rather than small, local, accessible by feet community schools. And parents need to pay for them. The rest of us do not need to pay to educate. Just because you download does not give us a responsibility to educate your kid. We're going to get way to a break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Freedom Frenzy.
Yeah.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We launched off into one tangent there in the opening moments of the show, and here's another. Yesterday, a federal appeals court blocked the enforcement of key provision in Arizona's immigration law. And, of course, that law is considered one of the toughest in the nation. The court said that the Arizona law, if it were allowed to go into effect, could have, and I quote, a deleterious effect on the United States foreign relations, close quote. And it noted that several foreign leaders, including the presidents of Mexico, Bolivia, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Guatemala, have publicly criticized the law. A central provision of the law requires police officers to ask for immigration papers if they have a reasonable suspicion that the person that they have stopped, detained, or arrested is in the country illegally. The Department of
reasonable suspicion, that makes me so mad.
Well, it borders on probable cause. It does, and I mean they're like kissing kin. And we'll get back to that in just a moment. The Department of Justice sued the state of Arizona, arguing that the power to regulate immigration rests with the federal government, and that the Arizona law interferes with federal laws currently in effect. Now, I want to stop there and just point something out. My reading would lead me to believe that the Arizona law is actually a redo of the federal statutes that the federal government is not enforcing. So it's almost like the pot calling the kettle black here with what's going on here insofar as the federal courts making this, and I'm going to say it, asinine ruling. Anyway, last July, a district court judge enjoined enforcement of that law, and yesterday a panel of the dubious, and I say dubious because they're normally overturned 99% of the time, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that ruling. Judge Richard Paez, I guess that's P-A-E-Z, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, writing for, I guess, the majority in a split decision, said, by imposing mandatory obligations on state and local officers, Arizona interferes with the federal government's authority to implement its priorities and strategies in law enforcement. Turning Arizona's officers into state-directed, and this is inserted, Homeland Security, end of insert, agents. Now, does anybody else out there see how bogus this is? And you know,
so bogus. Where in the Constitution does the federal government have any authority over immigration? They don't. Only naturalization.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. Now, the governor of, what's her name? Brewer? Isn't that her name? She said that they're going to appeal this. And I cautioned, and she probably wasn't listening, but back when they decided that they were going to take this to federal court, I had cautioned the people of Arizona, but they weren't listening, about that course of action, because it's basically going into your mother-in-law's courtroom to ask how you, the divorced husband, is supposed to treat her daughter. And, that's the situation here. And who would have expected anything different to come out of the United States District Court, and particularly in the Ninth Circuit?
Yeah, it's crazy. Give me a break. It is crazy. That's insane. The whole thing is insane. Now, if Arizona wants to do show me your papers, that is their business. I think it's appalling and disgusting, but it's none of the federal government's business for certain. And the fact that the Arizona law is just a remake of federal law is even funnier. I love it, Jerry. I love it.
It's almost like a Harlequin romance, isn't it?
Oh, man, exactly.
Well, back to you, dear.
All right, Jerry, today in history. Do you know what today is? It's a pretty important day. I'm surprised there's not all sorts of events.
Oh, there's something in there. Hold on. It seems like it's right on the... Give me a hint.
Hello?
I know what it is. This is the day when Confederate forces fired on Fort Sumter in South Carolina and purportedly began the war between the states. Is that what you had?
Union troops surrendered the following day. Yes, you are correct.
And it was a bloody massacre too, wasn't it, dear?
Yeah, it was.
How many people died in that?
I don't know.
Absolutely nobody.
Well, actually, that was the beginning of the enslavement of the entire continent.
So. Yes, but Lincoln used that as a firing on the flag event, and nobody died.
Yeah. Well.
And there was a horse that was killed.
The tragedy.
There was a horse that was killed, and they probably had a barbecue later that day, but that was it.
And the Confederate forces, though, opened fire on Fort Sumter. That's kind of the bummer.
Well, they were occupying a sovereign territory that belonged to the country of South Carolina.
I know. I agree with you. It was sovereign territory that belonged to Fort Sumter, South Carolina. Yep. April 12th, 1861, guys.
A day that will live in history forever.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
back to me.
Do you want a few more bits, or is that enough?
Oh, you got more. Throw down. Go ahead.
Well,
throw down.
Well, actually, more things happened on April 12th. 1945.
I have no doubt.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt died of cerebral hemorrhage.
Oh, that's a good thing.
In Warm Springs, Georgia at 63. That guy did not die soon enough. I wonder how his meeting of the maker was. probably not that great. Did you ever read Scott Fitzgerald's book, Tender is the Night?
No, I didn't.
Because it was first published in on April 12th, 1934. I'm going to have to dig that up. I never read that one. Let's see. There's a few other bits here that may not be as interesting. 1606, England's King James I decreed the design of the original Union flag, which combined the flags of England and Scotland. That probably made everybody mad, quite frankly.
I don't know. They've been flying that sucker for a long time now.
April 12th, 1981, the shuttle Columbia blasted off from Cape Canaveral on a test flight. That's pretty much it for the really interesting stuff. I've got a few more things here. 1 year ago on April 12th, President Barack Obama opened a 47-nation nuclear summit in Washington.
Ooh. You know, I have a little piece that I've been sitting on for some time, and with what is going on in Japan, and the fact that I was reading last night that they're starting to see elevated radioactive background counts in Northern Europe and up in northern stretches of the old Soviet Union, that we need to address some issues that nuclear power causes us all to live with going forward, because it seems to be the answer to man's growing energy lust. And we've got to do something better, I think, because we're actually painting ourselves into a proverbial corner with nuclear power, and the getting out of that corner is going to be quite hazardous.
Painful. And besides that, the energy lust, where is it really coming from? Because I never saw big groups of people begging for nuclear power plants to be erected. It's more like in the shadows, legislators decide to tax the people and erect nuclear power plants.
Well, that's a kind of a two-pronged thing, dear. You know, the people, particularly here in this country, like their life of ease, and they like their conditioned environment, you know, nice and toasty warm in the winter and nice and cool in the summertime. And we have a plethora of labor-saving devices in each one of our homes, and even things that we have count as necessities now, like refrigerators and dishwashers and that kind of stuff, and they all burn electricity. They all consume it, and we keep going to the store and bringing more of these devices home, and over time, our power consumption per capita has probably been, and I don't know this for a fact, but I assume that it's been, you know, lower left-hand corner to upper right-hand corner on a chart, and they see that going forward, and they recognize the people that sell us that electricity recognize that they have to have more capacity, and, you know, it just seems that nuclear power, at least in the front end of the equation, offers to be the most profitable, most economical choice, because there, quite frankly, there are problems associated with most of the energy production modalities that are used in the civilized world. And, you know, burning coal has its problems, whether it's anthracite or bituminous. And, I live probably within 20 square miles of my home. There are two coal-fired power plants that at any one time are, you know, run, particularly in the summertime when everybody's got those air conditioners cranked up, they're running full tilt boogie. So, and you know, the stuff, even though they clean the air up to, insofar as particulate matter is concerned, they still spread a blanket of low-level radiation in the area. And a lot of people don't know that. So there's some downsides to most any way that we have producing electricity, and that's why, here again, I'm going to sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but we need to be like trying to resurrect that horse like Elijah. We need to get the government to get off of all the sealed documentation from somebody like Nikola Tesla, and we need to make it work for us. We're going to cut away to a break. Got a lot more Freedom Frenzy left to go. I'm going to stay here. I hope to see you when we come back. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Comrades, Jenny, do we want to sally forth on this energy thing a little bit more, or do we want to bounce around a little bit? Because I've got some other news stories I was wanting to put out there today, too.
No, I think that our off-air conversation was legitimate food for thought, I think, for on-air, because I was just decrying the way in which we have been forced into a matrix not of our own making, which is all about consumerism. And I was lamenting that if you go across this country, predominantly the architecture of homes is the same. If you go to Arizona, you know, these neighborhoods that are put up look very similar to a lot of neighborhoods that are put up in Michigan, that we don't take into account natural building materials from localities and climates that are relevant to conserving energy and keeping things cool in the summer and warm in the winter. And so that alone is very frustrating. And I was saying I felt that people could go to solar and personal use generators and so on and so forth more easily than what Jerry is conveying. And Jerry disagreed and offered an interesting solution to individual power production. And what was that, Jerry?
Well, let me back up, because people are probably going to wonder what it was that I disagreed with. And I'm just saying that my research basically would have me believe that in the current state of technology, that both wind and solar are or should be considered mere adjuncts to the grid system that we have in America today. Yeah, they lessen the demand on whatever power generation is going on, but it's still not at the level of being commercially viable. Now, somebody may make some sort of marvelous discovery in the next 15 minutes that will revolutionize one or the other of those technologies, and we can go forward and completely get away from petroleum. But right now, quite frankly, that's just not a viable alternative. We're going to be locked into fossil fuel energy, and yeah, I know that's the wrong word to use, but we're going to be locked into carbon-based energy, I guess that's more accurate, for some time to come. And we've got to find out about alternatives that lend themselves to huge production. And what I was telling Jenny off air is I've been reading about this fellow, and whose name escapes me right this minute, and this information somewhat cold in my mind, but it seemed like about 10 days, 2 weeks ago, I was reading about an Italian company that has sprung up, and they are selling a cold fusion reactor package intended for the homeowner market. And it just sounded marvelous. Now, I don't buy a new model car when it comes out, even if it's cool. I won't do it because they've got to work the bugs out. And even though I'm very excited about this cold fusion reactor thing that I've read about, I'm going to be a little bit leery about it until it gets beyond the commercial prototype stage and it actually proves itself to be what they say it is. And then I would be seriously interested in putting one of those rascals in my home or in my backyard, whichever is appropriate. And I hope that you would as well, because they're talking about some phenomenal power outputs from these very, very small cold fusion reactors. And if memory serves me correctly, and this may be wrong, but I was thinking it was something like 24 kW out of one of the packages that this company was going to be marketing. And that would be enough to do everything that you needed to do in your home with electricity and pump some back into the grid and get a payback in addition to no power bill, because you'd be selling some of that power back to the power company, whether they wanted you to or not, because that's been established in numerous court rulings. And that's something that we have to look at going forward. And I think that ultimately that Tesla's technology, I think he was on the verge of something, and the United States government knew he was on the verge of something, and they scarfed up all of his research notes, all of the devices that he had, or most of them, and they have secreted that stuff off, and they've probably got people working on that right now today, because it can be weaponized. And, you know, most of mankind's advances, quite frankly, have been because we have figured out new, novel, and more efficient ways to kill one another. And that's what they're doing with Tesla's technology. We've got to get them to release that and get some of the brainy people out there to stand on Tesla's shoulders and give us free, or dang near free, clean and efficient energy. Can you imagine what mankind would be able to do if energy was no longer a primary focus for man? You know, energy, right, quite frankly, is up there with food. Food's a little bit more important than energy because you can get by without it, but life sure is a whole lot more comfortable with it, isn't it? And we've got, and the whole world would advance probably 100 years if all of a sudden energy was no problem. Just imagine, we could devote a whole lot more of our available resource base into advancing the condition of man, solving a whole lot of problems going forward. And I think that that's something that we need to begin to clamor for. All right, we're going to cut away to a break. When we come back, there's a lot more of this show to go. You know, you could call us, 1-800-313-9443. Weigh in. You got something else that you want to give us, or you want to correct me on cold fusion reactor information that I had out there, and I'd be more than welcome for you to do that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. You know, Jerry, I'm going to have to tell John about this cold fusion generator because I've been telling John pretty much since I met him that eventually I'm living off the grid in a Cobb house. And John says, well, I know I'm going to be where you are. So he's kind of resigned himself to this.
You're going to drag him with a pair of nose pliers into that Cobb house with
him. I'm not dragging him. There is no dragging. In fact, John always says, honey, if you leave me, I totally understand. But just know I'm coming with. Well, I had to drag. But I will tell you this. John will be elated that there is a way he can get his ice-cold man cave with the widescreen TV and the air conditioning at 60 degrees and his pool table and his beer fridge. He will be so happy. So I'll have to let him know about the cold fusion generator.
Yeah, and during the break, we've received a couple of emails, and there's apparently some more information. If you're interested, you can go to ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.com, and there's an article there under Suppressed Technology. No, it looks like it may be a – yeah, it's an article. Suppressed Technology, First Commercially Available Cold Fusion Energy Catalyzer. You could do a little search there. I'm not going to give the whole URL out because it's huge. And then another email says something about an article that's at beforeitsnews.com about pretty much the same thing, cold fusion from Italy, nearly commercially ready. Now, I actually my recollection was they were actually have these things ready to go in a small scale, but ready to go. So check that out. That might be something that we all would be interested in going forward. So, hey, like we said before we went to the break, if you want to weigh in on this, don't be bashful, don't be shy. I don't think we've chewed anybody's head off entirely since we've been on the radio together. So give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. Now, I'm going to change gears here for just a moment, and you should be accustomed to that if you're a Freedom Frenzy listener. And I've got some economic news that I want to put out there in front of you just for old time's sake. As you'll no doubt recall, back earlier this month, that highly trumpeted March job report, and it was actually released on April 1, it seemed like the best news in years, almost like manna from heaven. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis released a statement about that, drawing attention to the notion that the four-month drop in the jobless rate, you know, from 9.8% down to 8.8%, was, and this was actually how it was couched, the largest decline since 1984. And when I saw that 1984, I couldn't help but think of George Orwell's book.
Yeah, exactly.
Behind the headlines, though, statistics on jobs are far less encouraging. Yeah, job growth has picked up somewhat. But it's equally important that for the lower jobless rate, yet it is that many people, men in particular, have simply given up looking for work and are no longer counted among the unemployed. Some sit at home. Some have become homeless. Rather than paying taxes on labor income, they've chosen to draw government benefits or relying on family and friends for support. That's the paradigm that's really out there. Now, to drive this point home, shadowstats.com, who I'm very likely to cite when we come to real understanding of economic circumstances, shadowstats.com, using methodologies from the time when government was not nearly as systematically prone to juke and jive the numbers and finagle the measurement metrics in a contrived attempt to turn sow's ears into silk purses, currently indicates that the unemployment rate in America is about 22.5%, and the overall upward trend is still very much intact. Unemployment rates this high are typically associated with prolonged economic depressions, not those cyclical, typically short recessions that you're being asked to gobble up and be deluded into thinking. Now, there's something else that I want to put there right after that. The true but unrecorded debt of the United States Treasury is not $9.1 trillion. It's not even $11 to $12 trillion when agency and student loan liabilities are lumped in. No, it's much more. It's actually about $65 trillion more. Our country appears to have an off-balance sheet, cooked set of books with unrecorded debt. And that unrecorded debt is a burden on you, me, and generations out of mind because it's close to 500% of the gross domestic product. The only way we're ever going to get out of this situation, absent very large entitlement cuts, is to default in one or in a combination of about four different ways. One of those would be outright collapse, okay? And that could be accomplished a couple of different ways, but let's just say outright cuts of the entire entitlement program panorama, and that would be Social Security, and we'll argue about whether or not that's an entitlement. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, you know that's not going to happen. They're going to try to milk that cow until that cow dries up.
Now, wait a second. There is no argument about whether or not Social Security is an entitlement. It is.
Yes,
an entitlement.
Yes, there is, because a lot of people figure they put money into it.
No.
And because
no.
they, I know, but I'm just telling you what the paradigm, the, what people think. Now, and that's why there it would be a point of argument.
Well,
at
now,
least
let,
a gentle debate.
So there is no argument. So Social Security legislation did not on any level arrange a contractual agreement between workers and government where their money was pooled and then doled back to them in the retirement phase of their existence. That is not what the Social Security legislation did. What it did was to approve a tax.
Babe, I'm right there with you. But there's a lot of people out there that consider that something that belongs to them. It's been taken away from them. And they the mental mindset is that they think that the government has held that money back from them so that in their declining years, they'll be taken care of.
Well, now, we need to fix that illusion because that
I know, but right now we got to deal with the reality as it is, and you know when this system does collapse, we are going to be able we're going to be presented with a marvelous opportunity to get rid of a bunch of the deception, and you know quite it's going to be tough. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it or anything. It's going to be tough. But anyway, what I was going to say is this outright contractual abrogation, it's not going to happen. It really isn't. It's going to go right down to the wire, and they'll still be trying to do that. Okay. The second way that they might try to do this is surreptitiously via accelerating an unexpectedly higher inflation, likely but not necessarily significant in its impact. And I know that doesn't sound right either, but there's a reason I said that. The next and most likely way that this is going to happen is deceptively. Now, that's a key word here, deceptively, because how does government operate? Okay, it sounds like it's right there in their bag of tricks. And they're going to do this via, and we all know it, it's going on right around us, a declining dollar. The scenario currently taking place right under our very noses. And lastly, they could do this stealthily via policy rates and treasury yields far below historical levels, paying savers less on their money and hoping they won't complain. Now, I lean toward the last two, deceptively doing it and stealthily doing it, because I think that's exactly what's going on in front of us right now today. Talk to anybody that's got money in CDs. Cash is trash, but there are people out there that won't invest in the stock market. They're afraid of going out and owning gold and silver. So they've got their money. I know people that have money even in savings accounts in the banks. They're getting about 1% return on their money. And when you start talking to them about taxes and inflation and the fact that they're backing up at warp speed, the value of the money that they're sitting on is going down and their return is a negative return, they look at you like, you know, their brain just kind of locks up. It's, you know, and some of these are older people than I, and some of them are actually old enough to remember, even if only tacitly, they have recollections of the Great Depression. Yeah, we've still got people around that remember the Great Depression. And they can't get it out of their minds that without money, without cash, you're in a bad way. And that's part of the situation. But to advance this story to its logical conclusion, I need to give you this. PIMCO, the Newport, California-based fund manager, as we previously told you, has shed all of its U.S. government-related debt holdings, and they did that a couple of months ago, and they've actually begun to wager against that asset class by shifting to a short position in U.S. government-related debt. Bear in mind here that we're actually talking literally about the world's largest bond fund. Their strategy, of course, also extends to raising cash holdings in a sign that the asset manager's serious concerns about the U.S. financial outlook even have them in a position to where they're not sure where this monkey's going to go when it finally does cut loose. The portion of PIMCO's $236 billion total return fund held in United States government debt, which included U.S. treasuries and other agency issues, was a negative 3% of total assets in the fund as of March, down from zero. That's how much money they're shorting against, they're actually shorting United States treasuries. Cash equivalents, securities with maturities of less than a year, rose to 31% of the fund's assets compared with 24% in February. So they're sitting on a pile of cash. Cash is trash, and this guy's supposed to be pretty brilliant. PIMCO and its outspoken co-chief investment officer, Bill Gross, have been raising alarm this year about who is going to support that Treasury bond bill note market once the Federal Reserve purportedly ends its bond purchase program as scheduled in the month of June. Now, we're already starting to hear tacit talk about QE3. And quite frankly, each and every one of us that are out of cash and in the commodity market, where our investing energy is in precious metals in particular, but other commodities will suffice as well, we stand to have, it's like a ship, an old sailing ship. Our sails are going to be full of wind going forward if they continue to puke more money into existence. And that's exactly what this man is saying, that it's going to happen. And I would bet that this big bond fund is probably looking at ways to change their charter so that they could get into more commodity-based assets going forward, because cash is a loser, treasury notes are a loser, and the only thing that's going to hold any value is something that you can hold in your hand, something of substance, I do believe. So there's your economic outlook for, I guess, the next little bit, because the situation is always subject to change. But I think you ought to take that to heart. And if you're not in precious metals now, the opportunity, they've got a blue light special on it today, as a matter of fact. Gold and silver are down a little bit because, you know, nothing goes straight up. You ought to take advantage of this opportunity and start to begin your own little collection of the metals. I would go to silver first. That's where I would go. And I would do it not necessarily in bullion per se, but in junk silver, U.S. coins, minted 1964 and before, because I guess you're going to need some of that transactional money. And there's no telling when. It could actually happen tomorrow. I think we're really that close. And the situation is so precarious that you could wake up tomorrow, and just like the people did in the Soviet Union a few years back, your country is gone. So there's that, dear. Back to you.
Well, Jerry, I do think you're fantasizing when you say we could wake up tomorrow and just like the Soviet Union, our country is gone.
And you know what? People that used to live next door to the Kremlin, they thought the same thing.
Well, I don't think we should get our hopes up that high. The thing crumbles slowly. And this is why I rant on occasion that we better start focusing in an aggressive fashion on very local government and getting our children out of government school. First of all, they're not going to be equipped to deal with a world post empire, if you will. But we've got to start dismantling local government, because look at what happened in Rome. You had the empire crumble, but all those little bureaucracies existed for decades after the centralized empire was gone. And it was a nightmare to people living under those bureaucrats, unwilling to rally enough people and violently overthrow local bureaucrats. But before I digress too far, let's go to David in New Mexico. Hey, David, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Well, good morning, and I agree that our country is in a great peril. We're headed certainly towards a fiscal blowout at the rate things are going. And I want to enter that argument you had a moment ago about Social Security, if I may.
Sure.
the public was sold on the idea that Social Security was like an old age retirement program. Now, obviously, we know that it's been operated like a Ponzi scheme, and the courts have ruled that, no, there was no contractual agreement for services. We were just ripped off. But I'm tired of seeing seniors demonized as though we scheme to defraud people. It wasn't the seniors that defrauded anyone. It was government that has been spending the Social Security money ever since the days of Lyndon Baines Johnson for everything other than Social Security. Back when, if they had simply treated the money in the manner in which they had told the public they were doing as a trust fund, they would have banked the money when they had plenty of surplus, and we would not be in the situation we're in now. But government has never seen a dollar it couldn't spend immediately.
Yeah, it actually kites checks to spend more, doesn't it?
Yes.
And that's really our problem. We've been living with a check kiter for so long now that and we benefited from it, but the end game is going to be horrific. We're going to cut away to a break. When we come back, David, are you going to be with us?
If you've ever used Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yasmin, or Ocella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yasmin, and Ocella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yasmin, and Ocella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, comrades. David, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Do you have anything else for us then? You want to throw it out there and we'll parse it?
Well, I think the young people of America really need to be paying attention because there, we have people like Nancy Pelosi and Ezekiel Emanuel and Dodd and some of those people who come right out and say old people should die. And they're using Obamacare to increase mortality rates. And some people say, well, those old people who are on Social Security, they should have planned to have money set aside. Well, a lot of them did. And they've been ripped off by predators in the banking industry and the IRS and other places. And they, these are the people who lived in the good times of America, in prosperity. What are these young people going to face in a world where we have been stripped of our industries, where most everyone's unemployed with no hope of finding a job? Tax rates are going through the roof. These people better wake up. Government is not the answer to our problems. Government is the problem, as President Reagan said.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you know, I think that what we have in front of us is a wonderful opportunity. I am just fearful that we've got too many people that have gotten so accustomed to waiting on George to do it, that when the opportunity to seize freedom is presented, and it's going to be a fleeting opportunity, it's not going to hang out there, and you know, it's going to be one of those limited time offers, we're going to have to step into the vacuum, and we're going to have to seize hold of liberty and make sure that the tyrants that are waiting right there at the periphery don't come in and begin to reestablish new fiefdoms of control and manipulation, because it'll happen if we allow it. We've got to, and it's going to be, it's going to be situated in the your locality, and hopefully you'll find like-minded people, and then they'll expand to the county level, and then maybe it'll reach out like spreading paint drops across the landscape of America, and these paint drops will begin to overlap, and we can actually turn America. And I really like this idea of getting back to, and it used to be a largely voluntary society where nobody has the power to tell you what you're going to do with you and yours. And nobody can tell you what you can put in your body. Nobody can tell you who you must do business with. Nobody can tell you how much you've got to pay for whatever it is that you want to buy, or how much you're obligated to pay anybody if you want to hire them. If the pay that you're offering is not enough, you won't find anybody to come to work for you. And I think that we've got to let the market rule. Now, a lot of people, because they've been conditioned to be basically minor class communists, and I say that because I'm talking about socialism, they're going to have a hard time with that system because they think that government is supposed to be not only their beneficent master, but the problem solver that they can always go to, because that bad check mechanism has always enabled government to do something, even if it was wrong. We've got to break that mentality, and we have to make sure that none of those seeds survive the scourging of the earth that's going to come about as a result of the collapse of the federal system here in America. Anything else, David?
The proper order of sovereignty is the sovereignty of God, the sovereignty of man, and the sovereignty of state. And state comes last and should serve man and God. And that the state should be subject to the same Ten Commandments collectively that any individual man should be recognizing as well. And indeed, when we give the collective state more authority to violate God's law than we have, we can only expect that we're going to find ourselves in the hands of Satan.
Indeed. Well, David, thank you for calling today. We appreciate you weighing in.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits